Tzadik Ches Sif Dalet. If I cook kosher soup in a treifa pot, I don't know how much of the treifa bli in the pot is going to come out. I don't know how much treifa when I cooked previously. In the morning I cooked treifas in the pot. I don't know how much treifas was absorbed. And when I cook kosher soup in the afternoon, I don't know. Lo yadina kamenofik minei. So the Machabe quotes the Gemara that you have to calculate shishin keneged kol akadera, because ain't on the yodim kama bolu and kama nofik minei. It's a suffix of igor l'chumah. So the Reb Shlomo Eger has a comment over here. He quotes the Beheita b'shem haradvaz. Daf ki b'isa vadei v'lo b'isa suffik. What if the isa that was cooked in the morning is only a suffik isa? It's not a vadei isa. We're not sure whether it's treif. So then you would be makel over here. Why that would be a svek sveka? That's what he means. It's a svek sveka in such a case. La'idina kamen ofik minei, so we go l'chumre because of a sveka deraisa l'chumre, tamkika is deraisa. So we go l'chumre to say maybe the whole thickness of the kli is fully absorbed with the yisr, and you have to calculate shishim keneged kula. But what happens if the yisr itself is only a safik yisr? So it means that that's a sveik sveika. This can be mitzarf to a sveik sveika. La'adina kamen ofik minei is treated like a regular sofik. We said even if it's an isa de rabbanon, you also say la'adina kamen ofik minei. So why was that? Here the shachan siv cut and test said, why don't you consider this a sveika de rabbanon lekula if the whole isa to begin with is only an isa de rabbanon? So the answer was like the Mechaber wrote in the second half of Siv Gimel. Iser shenisar behet tevuhu lefaneinu v'yef shalamed al shiuro, we can't calculate. Afal pishem yisurim de rabbonon, you still say l'chumre, because da shayta meina das. Da sofik av chisarin yidia doesn't count. You have no right to be makel sveika de rabbonon l'kula based on such a sofik. But such a sofik can, and the mocker for that is this Siv Dalet. Second half of Siv Dalet, la'adin kamenofik b'nei. So you don't treat it like a sveka de rabban l'kula. And nonetheless, it can be mitztarf to constitute a svek sveka. It's questionable. No, it's not so poshut. What Rav Shlomo Eger quotes here from the Tshuvas HaRadvaz. I don't know. It's not so compelling. Let's see. Then we learned the Ramah in the end of Sif. What happened the last 2 days was we were in the middle of this Ramah and Sif Dalet. Then we jumped ahead to the Ramah later in Sif Ches, and then we jumped ahead to Tzadik Ches. Let's go back to go in order again. In Tzadik Ches Sif Dalet, the second Ramah. So the Ramah, the last Ramah. He writes, starting from the letter Yutes of the Bi'er Agro. Isish in his battle Bigdeira, the Hesiru Misham, had a piece of Chazah fell in to a pot full of kosher soup, and you have shishim in the pot keneged this iser, and then I take the iser out and I feed it to the dogs. Iser shen is batel b'gedera have shishim against the v'hesiru misham v'nofel l'gedera acheres, and then this piece of treifas falls into another pot of kosher soup. So he's quoting Agamar tzoch lachzel avatla b'shishim neged kula v'chein li'olam. You don't say that since you had shishim against the piece of chazer in the first pot, so the whole piece of chazer isn't his batel, so it's kamisha. No. No, you need shishim keneged kula la'adina kamenofik b'nei. You don't know how much time is going to go in, so you need shishim keneged kula. But then when it falls into the second kedera, you have to be concerned. Maybe it's again going to give keneged kula. So you need shishim again against it in the second kedera. So the Bi'er HaGro quotes, that's enough in the Gemara. Elamiyat enough with the Recheres loytesa. So the Gemara says, no, misofik, we don't know. La'adina kamenofik b'nei the first time, la'adina kamenofik b'nei the second time. But the Gemara only says, Ela miyat nafu l'gedera acheres. That's the lashon of the Gemara. We learned that Gemara Chulin. So the Bi'er HaGro quotes the Gemara, Ela miyat, if you need shishim keneged ohol chaticho, nafu l'gedera acheres, lo teso, I should say, all the time came out already. The Gemara says, no, we're not sure. Maybe time will still come out in the second kedera. But it's mashma for the Gemara, like the Ramok writes in the last line, in the Ramah and Sif Dalet. Avam nafu l'gedera habishayna beis pom. What if the same chaticha of chazer, treifa chazer, falls into a kedera vegetable soup? Mim shein amina. And you have shishim, you have 100 times as much, you have shishim against it. Then I realized that the chaser fell into the vegetable soup, I take it out. And then by accident it fell in again a second time. So here's a shaila, maybe I should say, when the chaser was sitting in the vegetable soup, the tam of chaser went out, you need keneged kula, fine, you have shishim keneged, you have 100 times the volume of the piece of chaser, but then a lot of the vegetable soup will be absorbed into the chaser. So when I took it out, I should say, true, you have shishim in the whole pot of vegetable soup, keneged the chaser, but now that I take the chaticha out, I plan to feed it to the dog, and it didn't work out, it fell back in again. So when I took it out, now I don't have shishim in the chaser, I don't have shishim in the vegetable soup that's in the piece of chaser, keneged. I have shishim in the vegetable soup in the pot, keneged the chaser. But when I take the piece of chaser out, I'm not going to have shishim in the little bit of vegetable soup that's balua into the chaser. So I should say on that, chaticha nasis nevela. So then when it falls back into the pot again, I should require shishim a second time, keneged the whole chatichas chaser. The first time the chaser fell in, I need shishim keneged chaser. And now I need shishim keneged the chaticha nasis nevela of the vegetable soup that fell in. So if there would have been yediyas hatarubis, we had this already in Sarang Dalet. If there would have been yediyas hatarubis between the first time that the chaticha fell in and the second time, so you know the hatarubis, so it was in his bottle already. The tam of the chaser was in his bottle already. And then when I take it out, so I'll say chaticha nasmel falls back in. So it's already, I have shishim again the second time, no problem. What if it be loinai, the hatarubis been time? So then you should need twice shishim. So that says in the Ramah, that's not a problem. Alum nafalik dera harishonish depamim, the same chaticha chaser falls in the second time, and it's tzarach rak shishim pamachas kenegdo. Why? Ainli al tzadik dal. Why don't you require? There in tzadik dal, they were talking tochav asakaf pamayim. I had a treifer spoon, and I take it out. I had a fleshik spoon, and I'm stirring milchiks with it, and I take it out. So I need shishim the first time I stir with the spoon. You need shishim keneged the whole thickness of the spoon. So you need shishim against it. Then I take the spoon out, so I have to be concerned. Maybe some of the blia came out, and some of the treif of blia, some of the fleshy blia remained, and some of the milk now entered into the spoon. Now I should say chaticha nas nevela in the spoon. So if I'm teuchav b'sakaf pamayim, now I should require shishim a second time keneged the kaf. So there was room to be mekel. The Ramah said over there, there's room to be mekel. There's a machlekes, but they say chaticha nasis nevela an balua. Why? So we had the funny Bi'ir Agro. The Bi'ir Agro quoted from the Trumas Hadesh and quoted from the Mishnah in Behemam Kasha in the fourth parak in Chulin that balua, if a woman is pregnant with a baby and she goes to a funeral, so she becomes tummy, the baby does not become tummy. Or if a person swallowed a ring. Jewelry, piece of ring, and they went to a funeral, so the ring doesn't become the ring doesn't, and then they went into the room, and they become tummy, and then they go out of the room, and then the ring comes out of the stomach. So that's a din. The tara blua is not mekabel tuma. Tara blua is either the ring is inside the stomach or the baby is inside the rechem. Either case is called tara blua. Tara blua is not mekabel tuma. So similar to that, very strange. Similar to that, the tara blua is not mekabel tuma. So there's an opinion in Riyah Machlekes and the Rishonim where they say a balia in a spoon is not Nasis Nevela. It can't become Bas B'cholav because balua is not Nasis Nevela. Hanan B'Sharisurim also is a takeoff on Hanan B'Bas B'cholav their Raisins, and Hanan B'Sharisurim is the Rabbanon. So you don't say Nasis Nevela on a balua. So that's, you don't say Nasis Nevela. So that was a Machlekes of Rishonim. That's a Machlekes over here also in Sifei. And say, hey, the bottom of page Reish Chav Ches. Aval kaf yishan bas yamim misharim bekulo kol mashe bala yisei chanan. The yesh mishayim here the last line in the mechaber and say, hey, and on the top of page 456 in the old edition. Yesh mishayim she gam bezu ein tzarech la shish mevat la kazay she bala. Why is that? You test in the shach. The lagabi bala you don't say chaticha nas nevel. So that was a machlekes. So they say chaticha nas nevel on a balua in a spoon. Chanan bebasa becholov was a machloekis. So they say chaticha nasveila. That's on a deraisa. If it's a fleshik spoon, gets a milchik blia. And this is chanan b'sharisurim. Where they say chanan. And then the Ramah writes v'hasvar harishayni ikir k'moshin is by that you do say chanan by balua. Yeah. The Ramah there in tzadik dalid was mekel because there were tzirufim over there. Not to say chanan bebalua. Atocha b'sakaf pamayim. So there, the Ramo is mekel b'tziruf hashitas. We're not so convinced that you say we paskin la'alocha asvar harishani ikir that you say chanan. You do say chanan b'balua, but because there are rishonim who say nah, just like tara b'lua is not mekabel tumah, so you say b'lua is not nasis nevela. And over there, we're not so sure what happened. You stirred with a fleshik spoon a pot full of milchiks. You stirred with a trefa spoon a pot full of kosher soup. So you have to be so concerned about such a possibility. Maybe much of the bliya went into the, much of the treif of bliya, much of the fleshy bliya went into the milk, went into the kosher soup. And a little bit of the soup was chaz of inivla in such a way that you don't have shishim, in the soup that was nivla on the spoon against the treifus in the spoon. That is going to come out a second time. So the whole thing is a farfetch chashash in the first place. So there the Ramo was making, and said, Tzadik Daled, look, there are those who hold that Chanan doesn't apply b'balua. And even though we paskin, it does apply, but you mechuyev to be choshish, Chanan b'balua, and you're going to require twice shishim. So that's farfetched to say that you need shishim, keneged the whole spoon, lo yadini kamen afik b'nei, maybe the whole spoon is balua from treifis, and all the treifis came out. And then you should require shishim a second time. Why? Maybe only a little bit of the treifus went out, and a lot of the kosher went back. Kosher was nibbling into the spoon. I'm going to say chanan on the balua, and then it's going to come out a second time. When you're going to tochav zakav pam shniyah, it's going to come out a second time. There was no yediyah satarubas in between to require twice shishim. So that whole thing is such a chumrah. So he says, but tziruf, the fact that there were those who paskin, there's no chanan bebalua, so the Ramo was mekel in Tzadik Dalet. But over here he's saying it's just a plain shayla of chanan bebalua. We do say chanan bebalua. We paskin that you do say. That's balua in a spoon. That's a machlokes, but he say chanan bebalua in a spoon. Balua in a spoon, for some reason or another, that's what the Trumas Adeshin compare to tara blua is not mekabel tumah. The ring inside the person's stomach or the uber inside the rechem, that's called balua. But here in the Ramoah, at the end of Sif Dalad, the last few lines in the Ramon Sif Dalad, he's not talking about balua in a spoon. He's talking about a piece of chaza falls into a pot of vegetable soup. And you have shishim against it. You have a volume of 100 units, keneged. So the tray for bliya is bottled the shishim. Fine. Then I take it out, so I should be concerned maybe some of the soup, maybe the some of the kosher soup was nivla into the chatich of the treifus, and that's going to become chanan b'shari surim. The Ramo holds from chanan b'shari surim. So then, if there was the yediyah satarubis, the first time that the chaza fell in, I didn't realize it, I take it out, and then I should say chanan b'shari surim, that the vegetable soup that got absorbed into the chatich of treifus is not chatich and not nivla. Then when it falls into the same pot the second time, I should require shishim again. And if there was no yediyah satarubis in between, I should say that you need twice shishim. So the Ramo is mekel on that. Why? Based on the Loshon HaGemar. That's what the Bir Agro writes, Yutes and Chof. Loshon HaGemar was Elamiyat enough for the Gedeir Acheris. If the Chaticha falls into a second Gedeir, Loitesar should nasa because you had shishim keneged kulo, because you considered the possibility the whole tray for Bliya came out. So the Gemara is no, if the whole tray for Bliya came out, if it falls into another pot, there's no more tray for bliya to come out. The Gemara says, that's ridiculous. The reason why we require shishim the first time is because le'adina kamenofik b'nei, but we have to be concerned about the possibility. Maybe they'll still be able to give the full amount of time into the second part. So the Losh of the Gemara was, elamiyat nofel le'gdeir acheres. But from the diok of the Losh of the Gemara, that's what the Gro writes in Chav, kei mashmash, kei muchach sham, de kamenofel le'gdeir acheres, la kamenofel le'os le'gdeir beis pomen. If it falls into the same gdeir a second time, then you don't say that it has. The shaila is, why not? Why don't you say chanan b'shari surim? If there was no yediyah satarubis in between, why don't you require twice shishim in the same pot? So that's what the Bir Agro explains. What are you concerned over here? The kosher soup, the kosher, a pot of chaticha of nevela, a chaticha of chaza fell into kosher vegetable soup. So you're concerned maybe a lot of vegetable soup is nivla into the chaticha. When I take the chaticha out, I say chaticha nas nevela in the vegetable soup. Then the vegetable soup is going to fall back in. So mikra din deraisa, vegetable soup and vegetable soup is bottled b'roiv. You don't need shishim for that. It's mimimina. Roiv you have. You have, for sure you have roiv over here. But there's a chumer mid the rabbanon that min b'mino requires shishim agzera otomim b'shein amino. That's how all the rishonim said. There's a chumer mid the rabbanon. The gemara is not really so explicit, but that's what all the rishonim assumed. The min b'mino need shishim agzera the rabbanon otomim b'shein amino. Why? If it would have been min b'shein amino, it would have been nois and tam. Now that it's min b'mino, it's not nois and tam, so still mid the rabbanon you need. Yeah, but if it falls back into the same kedera, what are you going to be choshish over here? But you already have shishim the first time against it. You have 100 units in the vegetable soup against the piece of chazer that fell in. So over here, the whole reason for the gzeira doesn't apply. So that's what the Bir Agra quotes from the Rosh. The vegetable soup is going to be chanan, going to fall back into the pot of vegetable soup a second time. So vegetable soup, mikra din derais, it's batel beroiv. Keneged the chatich of chazer, you already have shishim. I know I have shishim. What's the shaila now? The vegetable soup got absorbed into the chaticha. Now I need shishim and can I get all the vegetable soup that's going to fall. Vegetable soup is min b'minoi. So minatoris and up with roiv. You have roiv. What are you going to say? But mid the rabbanon, you need shishim. And there was the idea of sataruvah, so you should require shishim twice. So he says, no, b'ki ha'gavna ukmu ad'eraisa berubah. K'mosh ha'kos of harosh, because the whole reason for the gzera doesn't apply. The mim b'mina b'shishim is only gzerot the mim b'shein amino. The bir agro writes in chaf. Lasheni kem chiyah gabna falls back into the same pot of vegetable soup lekel migza. The ef shebosa kedera el mim b'mina. If the same thing falls back in, it's going to be mim b'mina. If a different isa would fall in, then it would be a gzera mim b'mina to mim b'shein amino. But here the same thing fell in. See, here you don't make the gzera the rabbanon.
How can you say that here it's talking about that he didn't know about the terubas? I mean, with a calf, he puts a calf in and then he takes it out automatically, puts it in again. But here, if the piece of meat falls in and you take it out, you know what you're doing.
The pashta says if you know, so it's ready in this battle, so then there won't be a problem if it falls in a second time. The Issa was already nepachli asetet, if there was no idat taruvah, so there won't be a problem.
Yeah.
The only time there's a shaila is the mikra that there was no yediyah in between.
Yeah, but the
plain question
of the Ramaz is talking about
it,
only talking about a case where he does know.
The Pashtus says he's talking about a case where you do know. If he does know, so there's no shaila. So then there's no shaila. It's already in this batal b'shishim the first time, and then the Issa is mitzarf to be mevatal later on.
The first time Sali Dal, when the Ramaz is mekel with Chanan Bo, isn't he talking about Chanan by Basa v'chalav?
Yeah.
So that should be more.
That's
actually one time you say Hanan
the Raisa. Right. That's a Hanan, that's an issue of the Raisa. So nonetheless, here the Mechaba has the last line in Sif Hei. Mechaba has the Machlokas, but they say Hanan Bibalua. So according to the Mechaba, you never say Hanan Bishari Surim. So you have to say it's talking about Hanan Bibasa Bacholub over here. So Hanan Bibasa Bacholub is a Machlokas, but they say Bibalua Minatura. Chanan b'shari surim, the whole Chanan b'shari surim is on the Rabban. So it'll be a machlek is there. So the Ramos says over here, we're really machmir, that you do say Chanan b'balua, but there in Tzadik Dala, the Rabban was mekel not to say Chanan b'balua, b'tziruf other svaris, because we're not so convinced that the whole thing is going to happen. You need shishim k'neged kulo, because lo yadina kamenafik b'nei, maybe you gave out the whole time. And then you have to be concerned, maybe he didn't give out the whole time, maybe a lot of the vegetable soup was nivla into the thing, and you got to say Hanan, then you're going to need shishim again a second time. So the whole thing is such a far-fetched chashash. So there he said, b'tziruf, the fact that there are those who hold, you don't say Hanan b'balua, you can be mekel. Here he says, in this machlek, the only issue is this machlek is no other tzirufim, so he says, you do say Hanan b'balua. Then there are more quotes at the end of Sif Hei. Let's see, then there are more quotes at the end of Sif Hei. Ashaila. Yesh. Sheina mechalka mikaf yoshan lechodosh, rak ben kli cheres lishar kelim. That what? If you have a treifa bliya in a kli cheres, So then you have to measure keneged kuloi. Mashenikin, if you have a tray for blia, he spells it out. The omrim, the bikli cheres, the yepshel hafrid hoisai de hagolam rin haklinas and nevela, you have to measure keneged kulo. Because in other kelim you can do hagola, so then you don't say that that's the carrier of the issa. What does it mean over here? That if you have a brand new kli cheres that was never used before, you're going to say you need shishim kenega, the whole carrier of the issa. The only time you need shishim, that idea of chanan b'sharisim, the only time you say you need shishim kenega, the carrier of the issa, is let's say I cooked a piece of kosher meat with chelev. I cooked a piece of kosher meat with dam. So there's dam chelev absorbed in the kosher meat. So then it's not enough just to calculate what percentage of the piece of kosher meat has dam or chelev in it. You have to measure keneged kula. Yeah, you need keneged kula because the whole piece of kosher meat that has the chelev or the dam balua in it is falling into the new pot now. So the piece of the kosher meat is going to give its tam. So that's called the carrier of the issa. But if you have a klicheres, the klicheres doesn't give any tam. The klicheres is a brand new klicheres that was never used before. So the klicheres doesn't give any tam. So what do you mean? It's the carrier of the issa. Let's say I have a teaspoon, and I pick up a little chelav adam in a teaspoon, and I pour it into a pot with kosher vegetable soup. So you need shishin kenega, the carrier of the issa. You need shishin kenega, the teaspoon. No, the teaspoon doesn't get nivla. Teaspoon was never used before, brand new teaspoon. So the shach says over here, nobody holds like that. Here you see the shach in Sivkot Nechof Aleph. In my edition, it's the first wide line in the shach on page 456. Mikol makom nireh, dadavke b'kli yoshin kol mahachi, avob kli chodesh afilu shal cheres vada eno ila ladashu guf ha cheres yos en avail. No one in his right mind says you say chanan in a kli. The kli is true, the carrier of the issa. The issa is absorbed in it. Let's say if you have a spoon and you're carrying chelev, or you're carrying dam. But the spoon doesn't give any tam into the thing. You just pour it out. So just because you have a brand new kli cheres that was never used before, lo yala la das, that you should require shishin kenega, the thickness of the kedera. That's out of the question. It's only if it's a kli, only if it's a kli cheres yoshan. It was once used before today. It was used today within 24 hours, otherwise not in time of gam. It was used for kosher food. So the Ramos started off that you should really say Hanan, Bibalu, and Akeli. So then he says over here that there are those who distinguish between a klicheres and shar kelim. That only in a klicheres where it doesn't have agola, then you have to measure keneged kulo. Yeah, but we're machman. We're not machmer. If the kli is a kli chodosh, it was never used before. So the shach says it doesn't make sense. Only a kli yoshin is what? A kli yoshin we're machmer, even if it's not. We say that you do say by balua. You do say hanan. So we don't accept this Ramo. Ramo writes over here, tov lochesh lechumer. You should be choshesh lechatchila. What lochesh lechumer? Ramo said on the first line, hasvar harishani iker, that you say hanan by balua all the time. So what is he choshish lechumre by a klicheres? You say chanan. We say chanan even by a kli mateches. Also you say chanan. So the answer is the Ramo understood those rishonim that you choshish even if it's a brand new klicheres that has no bli at all. So the shach says that's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense at all. What do you need? Keneged the thickness of the kli. If the kli is enough, it doesn't give any tam. The kli doesn't melt into the vegetable soup now. So the shach is not happy with that Ramo. The way the Ramo understood the Rishonim, Shach says it's a misunderstanding. It doesn't make any sense. Then Sivav is a Gemara. Shulchan Aruch is just quoting a Gemara. The Gemara tells a story that a chatzi zayis of chele fell into a pot of kosher vegetable soup. Sovar marbar avashi l'shurei b'shloishim. The Gemara thought that maybe since Chatzis Shir is only awesome with the Rabbanim, Machlekes Abiyachar Mishlokish, where the Chatzis Shir awesome and the Torah Chatzis Shir is awesome with the Rabbanim. So one of the Amoraim thought, Sovar, he thought he's going to measure Bishloshim, that you don't need Shishim. So then they told him, no, you're wrong, you're not allowed to be Mekel. Why? For two reasons. Number one, Chatzis Shir awesome and the Torah. Number two, Loi Tezalzol Bishurim the Rabbanim. Even if you would be right, even if you would accept the opinion of Reish Lakish, the Chatzis Shir is only awesome at the Rabbanon, But you still, you require shishim, even if the issa that you're dealing with is only an issa derabbanan. Who is the story here? Tzadik ches amen Allah. Who palga de zeisa de tarbo, a chatzi zeis of chelev, nofal bidikula de bisra, fell into a pot of flesh. They were cooking flesh. Sava ma baravasha de shurit bitlosen, palga de zeis. He thought the shloshim is enough. He thought that the chatzi shir is only awesome with the rabbanan, like with shlokish, and you don't need shishim. Shloshim is enough. Amalei avua, says his father, Ravashi, straighten out his son, bar Ravashi, you're wrong on two accounts. Lava min aloch, didn't I tell you, number one, like the zalza b'shurim de rabbanan, the din is you always need shishim, even if chatzi shir would only be with the rabbanan. V'yod, number two, we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan against Rei Shlokish, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, chatzi shir asim in our Torah. So here the Shulchan Aruch quotes the psak of Ravashi, chatzi zayis shalisa shenisar behet tzoch shishim chatzoi zayis ehet levatlo. So the Shach gives the reason, chav gimel, kol kaimel on chatzi shir asim in our Torah. But the Gemara gave two reasons. The Gemara gave, that was one reason. Then the other reason the Gemara gave was, even if the din would have been the chatzishir as awesome with the rabbanon, you still need shishim. The Gemara gave the two reasons. The Shach only gives one of the two reasons. Okay. Then we have beitza, a tray for beitza shenisarva with other beitzim, and you don't know which beitza is the one that's also which beitza is the one that's mutter. Then we would say. That beitzim, beitzim is a shaila. It's a dovish of a minyan. Beitzim in the store when we buy a dozen eggs. So they buy by the unit. When they buy it, when the wholesaler sells it, he probably sells it by the volume. He doesn't sell it by the weight. He doesn't sell it by the unit. So that would be a shaila in the Gemara by dovish of a minyan. There's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch whether he paskin davish v'minyan is bottle or not. On the assumption that davish v'minyan is not bottle, what's the definition of davish v'minyan? Does it depend on kol shadar kalimonis, eshadar kalimonis? If you sometimes sell it by the unit, or you always sell it by the unit, so that'll be a shaila. Or the beitzah sheesh b'afroyach, so that's a barrier. So barrier afil belafle b'teila. But over here we're not talking siv zayin. We're not talking about. The Bi'ur Agro explains in Choftes. We're not talking about the beitza itself becoming bottle. No, lapuki atz mesheini betelik kamoshem avor bereish zemen kuf. It'll be a beria, maybe a chatir, maybe a davish b'minya. We're talking about the tam that comes out from it. Levato pleitosa to be mevato pleito. So that the Gemara says you need 61 units of heter keneged the one unit of isa. What's up is 61. So that we had a machlokes, why? So most of the Rishonim said because when it's hard to tell, not all the eggs are the same size. Some eggs are larger than others. So if you'll only have 60, the volume of 60 eggs against the one tray for egg, maybe you don't have shishim. Maybe the eggs of heter are smaller than the egg of isa and you really don't have shishim. And the Rambam gave a different reason why. The Rambam gave the time why? Because the beitz itself is a beria. And the barrier is like betel at all, so that's why even when you get to the tam, the plate of the beitza, we're also machmed that you need 61. You throw in a little chumer, like the Rambam said that by kchal you only need 59. That's the next sif ches. By kchal all you need is 59 because it's the rabbanon. The other Rishonim gave a different reason why by kchal, because kchal itself is flesh, so it's been starved with the 59. So you have 60 units of heter against the one unit of isa, which is the milk. And the Rambam said, no, by beitza you need 61, because if you would be talking about the beitza itself, that would be a beria, so that wouldn't be bottled at all. So you're talking about the plate of the beria, so we machma more. And kal is only the rabbanon, so you makel. The Rambam held everything goes with halachas. The other Rishonim said, no, everything goes with the mitzias. Kal you have, the kal itself is one unit of heter. And the beitza, we don't know, not all the beitza are the same size. They explain siv zayin, siv ches. Everything is based on mitzvah, it's not based on halachic categories over here. Then we had the Ramah that we spent so much time on the other day. Yeah, I wanted to know who the miluim is on the bottom of the page. Who wrote the miluim? So I looked on this morning the Sharblad. So on the second page, they thank a whole bunch of people for writing comments. And then they write, there was an anonymous Talmud Chochem who's very outstanding in learning, who didn't want us to print his name, who wrote the Miluim most of the time to answer the Shach's Kashas against the Levush. That's what he did over here. Most of the time to answer the Shach's Kashas. That's it. at the end on the second page, they have Aleph till Yutches, and then they have more. And then he says, Ashetziva lahalim shmo, some Rav Muflechad, an outstanding Talmud Chacham, didn't want us to print his name. He wrote Miluim, Ruben Letaritz Kushes Hashach, Al Alavush. Okay, probably also a grandson. Probably also like the Tzvila Zayn. Also a descendant of the Lavush. So we spent a lot of time on this. On this Ramah, the Ramah says all the Yisurim Nitshishim, not like the Ramban. We had the Bi'ur HaGro'a quoted Machlokes the Ramban and the Rashbo. The Ramban says any Yisur the Rabbanu Shein Lo Ikam in HaTorah is Botel Chad Betray, and he says in the Bi'ur HaGro'a Lamed Avol B'Torah Saba is Cholek Golov. Ayin Shon page Kuf Ches Amid Aleph. Yeah, so we do require Shishim, even on the Yisur the Rabbanu Shein Lo Ikam in HaTorah. Chalas Chutzla is a special Kula. Because there's so many other kulas, that's what it says in Pcheres and Daf Chazayin. They made a lot of kulas on Chalas Chutz Lawrence. Ochel v'holach v'achkach mafresh, special kula, Chalas Chutz Lawrence. Then the Ramor writes that every Yisr is batal b'shishim, unless it's noisen tam, avlam noisen tam b'gedera, v'hu Yisr mitzar atzmo, afil belof le'bot, t'kons ma'ashem agishim tam, lochen melech v'tavlam, edvorem davidi l'taymo, Masur Machmas Atzmam Ein Betelam B'Shishim. Fine. So that halacha that Melech V'Tavlin is Avida L'Taima, it's not Botla Afila B'Shishim. What do you mean? One, I have a pot the size of this room, and have some Melech that's an Isa Machmas Atzmam. How is Melech an Isa Machmas Atzmam? It's hard to imagine. So the Shach writes in Lamed Beis Melech Shel Avodah Zarah. A guy worships a statue of Melech. Shein. Easy. Melech Shel Avodah Zarah. So it's if it's Mimishen Aminai. If it's Avodah Zarah min b'minai, so it's lebatla afilu be'elef, like Yai Nesach min b'minai is lebatla afilu be'elef. So the Avodah Zarah has to say chumris as the Yai Nesach, the Shach had before. The Grubis also going to be min b'minai b'masha. But it's min b'shein b'minai, it's going to be b'nesina stam. So if you have a pot so big, the size of this room, you have one speck of salt, it's not going to be nice and tam. That's what the Shach writes. It's a double pasha. The Shach writes in Chof Ches like that. Such a big vat, the size of the room. Of course it's mutter. He says, one speck of salt in a big pot, so gigantic. If you know that it's not nice and tam, of course it's going to be bottle. So we're talking about a case, you have shishim against the salt, but you can still taste the flavor of the salt. So that's when the Ramah says, the Melech v'tavlin, avida the time is le'botel. So then the Shach comes and he says, that's only with the Rabbanon. Minatoir it is botel. That's what he quotes from the Yisav Heta, Choftes. The Shach and Choftes. Kos of Yisav Heta, the Hainim with the Rabbanon. But Minatoir it is botel. So Rabbi Kevega quotes, look in the Ran. The Ran says that it's Minatoir. So it's a machlokes, the Ran and the Yisav Heta. If you have melech v'tavlin, avida l'tayma, pes shishim, is it bottle or not bottle? So Bemis, the Prima Godim, also quotes the Prima Godim was before Rabbi Kevega. Very often the Rabbi Kevega will quote the Prima Godim. Prima Godim quotes all of this. And he says, the Pashtus is that there is no machlokes over here between the Ran and the Issa v'Heta. That the Ran holds that pes shishim is the rice if it's avida l'tayma, and the Issa v'Heta holds only Rabbanon. It depends does it give a strong flavor? Can you really taste the flavor of the salt? Let's say you salt some soup. So you have much more than shishim against the salt, but the soup tastes very salty. So then everyone will agree that that's a din deraisa. The Ran is right. If you have so much soup that you don't taste the salt at all, then the Shach quotes the Taisus in the end of Avodah Zarah. It says on his own. And then he says, V'chem atzasi Taisus in the end of Avodah Zarah, dav samach vav. It's not the end is ayin vav. 10 dafim before the end, towards the end of Avodah Zarah, the Torah says beferish it is bottle. You don't discern the flavor at all. But if you have a faint flavoring of salt, you can taste the tam kolosh. You can't really taste a real strong flavor of the Issa. So that's when the Issa the Hetha meant to say that it's only the Rabban. If you have only a tam kolosh, that's what the Prima Godim learns. That's what this is. There's a sefer on Yeridah that's called Yad Yehuda that many people use all the time. It explains everything by Har Chovah. So the Yad Yehuda has the long arichas also. That's the Pasha Pshat in this Issa V'Heta. He's talking the tam of the salt of the Melech V'Tavlin is Nirgash, but it's not a tam bari, it's a tam kolush. So that's a chomer midrabbanim. In our Torah, tam kolish is not enough to apply tam ki iker. He spoke about the Rabbi Mizrachi Alevi and Pesachim. The Prima Godim has a psicha to Hilchas Pesach in the Chelek Arachayim. He has a psicha kolel as a general introduction to the whole Torah Shebal Peh. And then he has a psicha to Hilchas Kriyashman, a psicha to Hilchas Tefillah, a psicha to Hilchas Shabbos, a psicha to Hilchas Pesach. So in the psicha to Hilchas Pesach, he has a long section where he discusses Tam Ki Iker. Maybe you should have included it here in Yerideya in Hilchas Taruz, but he doesn't. He has it over there in Hilchas Pesach. So he quotes all the six different shitas on Tam Ki Iker. Rashi holds Tam Ki Iker de Rabbanon. Tosfos holds Tam Ki Iker de Raisa only in Issa Resse. Rabbeinatam holds Tam Ki Iker de Raisa with Malkus, and then the Rabbeinatam himself holds that Tam Ki Iker you look on Kazais Ben Ataruvus. You don't have to have Kazais from the Issa. All a different opinion. And the Rambam holds you only say Tam Ki Iker de Raisa. You have Kazais Bechde Achilas Pras. Has to be within that ratio. All the various shitas. So among the various shitas, he refers it to the shita of the Balamor and Psochim, that all the Rishonim are working on a steer between the various sugis, where they say Tam Kikah is the Raisa, Tam Kikah is the Rabbanon. So Rashi said it's a steer, and we pass on the Rabbanon. Frantic. The Tam Kikah love the Raisa. The Balamor gives a different teretz. He says it depends. If a little flavoring, a little trefa food falls into a soup, a pot of soup, and you can taste the flavor, it has vanilla flavor, it has whatever kind of flavor it has, fleshy flavor, milky flavor. So if you can taste the flavor of the milk or the flesh of the or the vanilla, that's Tam Ki Iker Deraisa. But if this flavor blends in with another flavor, and now it tastes like a third thing, it had an effect on the ultimate flavor of the Michael now, but it doesn't really taste like the trefa thing. The flavor of the trefa food blending in with the flavor of the kosher food, and now it comes out that it has a third flavor. A lot of times, the third flavor is no similarity, living or dead, to the original flavor. In people in the flavor business, so they know you mix together two different flavors, comes out a totally different flavor, which you would never have dreamt of in a million years, the third flavor. So the Balamor says, that's only Tam Ki Iker de Rabbanon. It's only Tam Ki Iker de Raisa, if you discern the original flavor. We don't really pass on like that. The Darki Tshuva says we don't accept that. We hold that that's an issue of Tam Ki Iker de Raisa. Even though you cannot be toyim, the original flavor, the flavor of the treif is blended in with the flavor of the kosher to give a third flavor. If it's a tambori, if it's really changed the effect of the flavor, that's Tam Ki Iker de Raisa. This Shachin, Choftes, quoting the Issa v'Heter, the way the Prima Godim, and the way the Yad Yehuda, the way they assume is, there's no machlokes here, the Ran in the Issa v'Heter. It depends. If it's a Tam Kolush, a faint, you can discern faintly the flavor, that's only Tam Ki Iker de Rabbanon. If you can discern the flavor easily, then it's Tam Ki Iker de Raisa. And it'll be Tam Ki Iker de Raisa, even if you can't discern the original flavor of the trefa thing and blend it in to make a third flavor also. If it's a tambori, that'll be de Raisa. That'll be a Tam Ki Iker de Raisa. Then Siftes is the halacha that it's a Gemara in Zvachim. Here the Ber HaGoyle gives it a Marmakamis. There's a misprint in the Ber HaGoyle here. On the top of page 458, I think it's a misprint. It says Zvachim Dafayin Hey. It's not Dafayin Hey. It's Zvachim Dafayin Ches. It's Dafayin Ches in Zvachim. Ayin Ches Amid Aleph. So the Gemara quotes a member of Reish Lakish. Al Pigol Vahanoisa Vahatomei Shebulolon Zeba Zeba Acholon. Let's see. So Reish Lakish has this memra, and the Mechaber Paskins like this because of the Tshuvas Arash. Tshuvas Arash quotes the Gemara, La Halacha. If you eat a kazais of figel, you get malchus. You eat a kazais of noisa, you eat a kazais of kochim tamei, you get malchus. What if I chew together a kazais of figel, kazais of noisa, kazais of tamei? I chew them all together. Shibbalolon zebazeh. I'm mixing them, blending them in together in my mouth. When I chew them all together, so everything gets mixed in together. Bachol and I swallow potter. Why? So he has the chiddush that he's surim mevatlim ze es ze. Everything is treif anyway. Pikol noisa v'tamei. All three are treif. So whatever you're reading should be treif. You should get malchus. So he says no, you don't get malchus. So here on this gemara, This is a very crucial Gemara. On this Gemara, Rashi has a long comment, and Tosfos quotes the whole Rashi verbatim, ad kan lashono, and then they disagree with parts of what Rashi said. So one of the things that they disagree with is a very famous topic. We say that if you have a taruvus of issa fell into heter, and you have a roiv heter and a miyot iser, and the issa zayin and oisin tam, so then the issa loses its identity, it's bottled beroiv and everything, issa nepech li heter, it's mutter. Would you say the same thing in the reverse direction? You have a lot of issa, you have a pot full of chazer schmaltz. Chazer schmaltz, I melted chazer schmaltz, all liquefied. And then I have some kosher schmaltz from a kosher behemoth. A little bit of kosher schmaltz falls into the chazer schmaltz, and you stir everything all together, and then I eat a kazayis of the tarubis. So the kazayis of the tarubis, 10% of the whole thing, I know it's kosher schmaltz, it's not treif. So is it sufficient for me to get malkas if I eat just exactly a kazayis of the whole tarubis, which consists of 10% of kosher schmaltz? So they say, no, the kosher remains kosher. Bittel Beroiv only works in one direction, doesn't work in the other direction. Bittel Beroiv is, if an Iser falls into a Heter, then it's Mizbatel Beroiv. But a Heter falls into an Iser, so the Heter becomes Batel Beroiv, it takes on the properties of the Iser, maybe that's impossible. So this is what the Prima Godim raises in Shabbos. We live in a generation, nobody looks in the Prima Godim anymore. So everybody looks in the latest, the Svarim that were written in Europe before the war. So the Oinig Yontov is famous for that Shaila. Oinig Yontov was a Rav in Bialystok. He has this famous Shaila. The din is that the chutei tzitzis have to be made lishmo in order to use it. You have to have tviya lishmo to use it for tzitzis. Or matzahs, you have to have shmura matzahs, baked l'shem mitzvahs matzah to use it on Pesach. What if you have 10 matzahs that were made lishmo, and one matzah that was made shalo lishmo? It's kosher l'Pesach, but it wasn't made l'shem mitzvahs matzah. It was baked by nochrim, so by definition it can't be lishmo. And they look exactly the same. There's no way to identify which is which. And they got mixed up together. So do you say it's a tarubis of yavish b'yavish, and chad betray is bottle, so you can be yotzei, had 10 were made lishma, and one was made shalo lishma. Or 10 strings of tzitz were made lishma, and one string was nitve shalo lishma. Do you say that there's bitl b'roiv, and the miyut takes on the properties of the roiv? Or do you say, no, bitl b'roiv only knocks off the properties of the miyut? The miyut loses its identity, but it doesn't take on the identity of the roiv. So this is famous for Oinig Yontov. He has a tshuva about that. I think I mentioned the other day that Dayan Grosnos has a tshuva in his sefer. It came up halacha l'maaseh. He was a dayan in London. So there was one year that the field of kidneys was growing right next to the field of the wheat. And they ascertained that there was so much kidneys fell from the wind into the wheat, and when they ground up the wheat and they made the matzahs from it, something like 10% of all of the flour was really kidneys. 90% was, so kidneys is bottle beroiv, okay? Kidneys is bottle beroiv, you don't need shishin. So the shaila was, does the bezin have to announce to everybody that it's not sufficient if they eat exactly a kazayis? They have to eat bigger than a kazayis, because every kazayis that they're going to eat is missing 10%. Every 10% of all of the flour is really kidneys flour, and matzah is only good if it's made from the chameshes minei dogan. The matzah is made from kidneys, it's not acceptable. There's no isa kidneys. Meaning of kidneys doesn't pose a problem, it's batel beroiv. But you don't have a full kazayis of matzah. So most people usually eat a lot of matzah. They eat way more than a kazayis. But some people only measure exactly a kazayis, that's all. So that was the deal. So he refers you to this tshuva noinig yantif. So this tshuva noinig yantif, if you look in the Prima Godim has the beginning of Hilchas Taruvus. He has, in my edition, it's page 540. So he has, as the Hakdama, he calls the Shar HaTarubis. He's going to talk about Tarubis, Yavish B'Yavish, and Lach B'Lach, and Mim Amina, Mim Shein Amina, what is Batel, what's not Batel, a general discussion. So he has in the very beginning of the Shar HaTarubis, he has Perek Rishon, Chakira Aleph, Chakira Beis, Chakira Gimel. This is Chakira Beis. This is Chakira Beis. Chaticha Shal Heter, Shenesar B'Shtei Chaticha Shal Isa. And you say, Acheram Lahatois, should you say, if an iser, one chaticha of iser falls into two chatichas of heter, so bittel beroiv accomplishes lahakel, that the chaticha iser becomes iser nepach li as heter. So maybe I should say kol shkein lachumre, If you have one chatichas heter falls into two chatichas iser, I should say that the chatichas heter takes on the properties of the iser, and I declare all three are rasa v'havikula iser. And maybe you'll loike. If you eat any one of the three chatichas, you'll be loike. What do you say? No. That bitl b'roiv only accomplishes that the roiv cancels the properties of the miut, but it doesn't force, it doesn't add properties to the miut. The miut doesn't take on the properties of the roiv. So that's the famous shaila from the Oineg Yontif. So that's what the Prima Godim clears over here. So he writes, and then later on he finally wakes up. And he says, here on page 544, towards the end of the Sharat HaRuvis, on page 544, he has a Perek HaHei, then he has a Perek HaVov, keeps on going. So in the Perek HaHei, in my edition is page 544, the second column. He has a Perek HaHei, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the fifth paragraph in Perek HaHei, the bottom paragraph on the page of 544. So he writes there that there's a Sefer Minchas Kohen by, I forgot his first name, Maruah HaKohen Api Mantel, Asfardish Erov, obviously. The Sefer only talks about three topics. One topic is Tam Ki Iker, the second topic is Bein Hashmoshes, third topic, I think, is Amir Le'akum, if I'm not mistaken. The Sefer only has three topics, and he gives all the Marmakayimus on the three topics. So he writes a Dover Pashut, Boifen Shemashkos Maruah Api Mantel, the Sefer HaTarubis, that's one third of the Sefer Minchas Kohen. He's always quoting the Memchav, the Minchas Kohen. Prima Gadim always quotes from the Minchas Kohen. So he says, he writes a Dover Pashut, Yavish B'Yavish, Heta B'Iser, Roiv, you have two Chatichas, you have Yavish B'Yavish, two Chatichas Arasa, and one Chatichas Heter. So he assumes a Dover Pashut that the Heter does not take on the properties of the Iser. That doesn't make any sense. Bittul b'roiv only causes that the miut loses its identity, loses its properties of Issa. But you can't say that it takes on the properties of the roiv. All of a sudden it becomes awesome. So he says, Ein hetan nepach li asisa. So he says, Abahin charoya, if you read the paragraph that I just wrote before, the very previous paragraph in here, is Hin charoya, it's a machlekes yishnei ben Rashi v'teisus kan. He says in the previous paragraph, that's on this gemara in Zvachim dafayin ches amir aleph. When Mishlokir says, Hapikol v'hanoisev atom mishet b'lolon zeh b'zeh v'acholon, so Rashi says he's chewing in his mouth three kezesim or b'vasachas. When you chew, so some of the pigol is going to become all chewed up together with the kezais of noisar, and it'll lose its identity of pigol, and it'll take on the identity of noisar. So Rashi says, if you would know which one is in the roiv, you don't know which one is in the roiv, which is in the miut. If you would have known, let's say I would know in advance, let's say I liquefied kezais pigol, I liquefied kezais nois, I liquefied kezais tame, and I mix them together in a liquid form. And I have a kezais of pigol with a third of a kezais of nois, all blending it together, lach balach. And then I just drink, I eat a kezais of that. I didn't drink the whole thing. So I didn't swallow the whole kezais of pigol. I ate a kezais where two-thirds of it was pigol and one-third was nois. The Rashi says that you like it. If you would know what's in the roiv, what's in the miut, and the miut not only loses its identity, but acquires the identity of the roiv, the Rashi says, Beferish, you would be like it. And Tosis says, that's impossible. Tosis quotes this Rashi. They say, that's utterly ridiculous. Tosis says, like the Maruah Api Mantel, that there is no such thing. They quote the long passage from Rashi, it's Anayin Chesam and Aleph, the Tosis Dibra Maschel, Apigol Vahanoisev Atomi. See, after quoting the long Rashi, they say, they never heard of such a thing. That a heter is bottled by roiv and it takes on the properties of the roiv, it doesn't exist. There is no such a law. So that's really a machlekes harishon. When you learn the end of Maseches Avodah Zarah, where the topic of Chayz Vinir comes up, we're going to have it here in Siman Tzadik Tes. The topic, the long shachs here on page 462, topics of Chayz Vinir. So the Ran on the Rif has a long arichas, and he shows that this is a mefurish machlek is Rashi in the Rambam. Rashi in Avodah Zarah says the same as Rashi in Zvachim says. Rashi goes l'shitos, and the Rambam holds not so. And the Ran spells it out barichas explicitly. If you have yayin nesach and plain kosher wine gets mixed into the yayin nesach, heta dika wine gets mixed in, do you say the heta dika wine becomes bottled beroiv and it takes on the properties of the yayin esach? Or do you say, no, that's impossible. You can't say that the mio takes on the properties of the roiv. That's famous. The Nesivus says that as a teretz on Tosfos Kasha. There's a famous Tosfos in the first perek in Bava Metzia. There's a sugya of tokfa koyin. Yomar has a discussion. Whenever you have sofik b'moina l'kula, hamoitzi mechaber olav harai. Whoever is muchzak keeps the money. So in that sugya of tokfa koyin, the farmer has a sofik b'chor behema toira. He's not sure whether this animal is b'chor behema toira. So he's not mechuyif to give it to the koyin. Sofik b'moina l'kula. It's a matnas kuhuna. His mom and so he say, if I'll know bevado is that I have to give it to the coin, I'll give it. If it's a suffix, I don't have to give. But it's a misafik, a b'chor b'heim ator, you're not allowed to shech the chutz l'beis hamikdash till it gets a mum. So it's also b'giza v'abayda, suffix yisura l'chumr, and suffix l'mayna l'kula. That's what the Gemara quotes. Whenever you have a suffix, b'chor b'heim ator, but nonetheless, and you can't shecht it until you know for sure that it has a mum. Fine. Safik mamayna lekul and safik isur lechumer. So the Gemara quotes a din, a Mishnah in the end of Pchoris. There is a mitzvah maisa behema. Mitzvah to be mafresh maisa behema. Means if I have 10 behemoths were born in my herd in the course of the year, what's called the course of the year? So there's a Rosh Hashanah la maisa behema. The first Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah has a machlokes atanaim. What is the cutoff point? What is Rosh Hashanah lemaisa behem? Is it echad be'elo or is it echad betishrei? So whatever it is, I think we pass on echad betishrei. So if 10 sheep were born in my flocks near each other, if I have one farm in Galil, one farm in Be'er Sheva, so then they're not mitzvah from yachad. They have to be within a certain distance, a maximum distance from each other. And that's the 32 mil. You should be less than 32 mil apart from each other. 16 mil. I forgot about it. 16 mil. Near each other, 16 mil. Fine. Tezai mil. So the so if I have 10, so I have a mitzvah to put them all in a corral and have them go out one at a time and count 1 to 10. And the 10th one will become Asiri Yekodesh Lashem. That's the mitzvah Maisa Behem. So let's say I have 1,000 animals. They were all born. 1,000 sheep, they were all born this year. And I start counting, 1, 2, 3, and they go out. Then one of those that ran out already, jumps back in. So now inside, I started off with a thousand and five, and five went out. One of those that went out already, jumps back in. Kofa sechad min hamanuyim letocham. So Rashi writes, afilu heim elef, even if you have 1,000 inside, and one behema jumped back in, the din is kulam p'turim. Why are they all p'turim from afroshes maisa behema? So the Gemara says the reason why is because asiri vadoi amar achmona v'lo asiri sofik. When you mafresh maisa behema, it has to be a vadois. So since you have a tarubis, one behema was already yatsa, one behema already left, and it jumps back in. So now it's a tarubis of 1,001, and your count is maybe wrong. So since you're mesupik, there's no way that you can be mafresh maisa behem. There's no isa tevel. Let's say I have 10 behemoths were born in the course of the year. So there's no avera. I can shech the behemoth before I'll be mafresh maisa behem. I'll shech the behemoth so I won't be mitzdarf to the maisa behem. There's no isa tevel. The Gemara quotes one tana was machmir. He wouldn't shech any of the behemoths before he was mafresh maisa behem. But that's a chumra. We don't pass like that. Bismanazeh. We don't have a beis hamikdash. So the Gemara says that we don't permit. The Gemara in the end of Maseches Bchoris, the last parak is at the next to the last parak is about the Maisa Behema. Last parak is about Pidyon Ben, and next to the last parak is about Maisa Behema. So the Gemara says that Bizmanes is prohibited midrabbanan to fulfill the mitzvah of Maisa Behema. What are you going to do with it? You're going to be mafish and Maisa Behema, then you can't be makrivin on the mizbech. So you have to wait till it gets a mum. Someone is probably going to be moil behegdish before it gets a mum, because you're not permitted to make a mum on purpose. It's also l'hatal mum b'kotchim. So the Gemara says that midirabbanan, after the churban bayis sheni, they prohibited us from being mafresh maisa behemah. How can you eat any behemahs? If you're mechuyev maisa behemah, isn't it tevel atovel maisa? The Gemara says, no, the answer is me'ikra din, it's no din of tevel atovel maisa. It's a midas chasidus that some tanoim had, that they didn't want to shecht any behemahs until you mafresh maisa behemah. But bizman hazeh, there's no problem. So the Gemara quotes this Mishnah, kofa tzechet You have 1,005 animals and a corral. And you're counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're going to count till 10 and designate the 10th one as Maisa Behemah. Then the 20th one, every 10th one is going to be Maisa Behemah. Kofet Techet Ben Amnuyim back the Tochon, one of the five that went out, jumps back in. So Rashi writes, Afilu Heimelef, even if there are 1,000 in the corral, I don't know which is which, so you cannot be Mafish Maisa Behemah, because that's the din. Asiri Vader Amachmona Veloy Asiri Sofik. So Tesis is bothered with the famous Kasha, why don't you say it's Batel Beroiv? Why don't you say it's Batel Beroiv? So we understand what the one that jumped in should be Batel Beroiv. There is a din that burial of Bitela, but that's only with the Rabbanah burial of Bitela. Balachayim of Bitela, it's only with the Rabbanah. On the level of the Raisa, Balachayim of Bitela. So that's Tesis Kasha. Why don't you say on the level of the Raisa, the Balachayim should be Batel? So the Nesivis has a sefer that's called Nachlas Yaakov. The Nesivis was a rabbi in a community. He had to give drushes. He gave sermons on Shabbos Yom Tov. So he published a collection of his sermons. And then at the end of the Nachlas Yaakov, he has a little bit Chidush HaTorah and Gemara, here and there. He has the Chavis Das on Yeridei, he has the Nesivis on Chai Shemesh, but he has the Mikor Chaim and Ochos Pesach, but he has a lot more to say on Shas. So at the end of the Nachlas Yaakov, he has Shadis of Chuvis, a couple of his Chuvis. Then they didn't have enough tshuvas to fill up a whole sefer, so his grandson wrote a whole bunch of his own tshuvas, and he filled in the last 50 pages. And then he has a few pieces on Gemara. So this piece, to answer Tosfos Kasha, this piece stands out. The Dvar Avram quotes, look in the Nachlas Yankiv that the Nesivis has a teretz on Tosfos Kasha, on this famous Kasha on Davov and Mebeis. So the Nesivis says, when you have 10 animals were born in your farm, and all 10 are mitzvah from Yachad to be chayv and maisa behemah. So it's like as if everything is tevel hatovel lemitzvahs maisa behemah. It's not tevel in the sense that you're not allowed to shecht an animal till you mafish maisa behemah. That not that kind of tevel. If you have bread and you're not mafish chalat, that's tevel. You're not allowed to eat it. Or if you have pears that grow in Eretz Yisrael, that's tevel. You're not allowed to eat it until you mafish chumas and maisas. If you have 10 behemahs born or 20 behemahs born in your farms in Eretz Yisrael, it's tevel atovel the mitzvahs hafrashas mais behem. It's not tevel that it's also lachil. It's tevel for the mitzvah. So there's a din of tevel. Once I start counting 1 to 5, even before I got to count 10, the Gemara says the minyan haroi paiter. Since I know I had 10 animals in the corral. This is the Gemara in the end of Chorus in Perik Mais Behem. I know I had 10 animals in the corral. Let's say I only have 9 animals were born, and I'll have them all go through the entrance, and I'll count 1 to 9. But I'm counting knowing in advance and can't lead up to 9. So that's not a minyan haroi. Minyan haroi means I know I have 10 or more, and by counting 1 to 10, it'll lead up to Maisa Behema. So then the Gemara says, let's say you started counting, you had exactly 10 behemas, and you're counting 1 to 10, and in the middle I counted till 7, and one of those animals that's left behind drops dead. So now you can't continue to count. One of those back in the corral dies. So you have to stop the count now. So what's with the 7 that went through already? Am I mechuyev to be mitzaref those 7 with the 2 that are left, altogether 9? I have to wait another week till another behemah, another sheep is going to be born, and then be mitzaref it again to be mafish maisa behemah. So the Gemara says, no, minyan haroi paiter. Since when I started to count 1 to 7, there were 10. Only after counting 7, then one of them dropped dead inside the corral. So at the time of the counting was a minyan haroi. So minyan haroi paiter. I already did the mitzvah that I was mechuyev to do. If I would have counted up to 10 and the 10th one would have gone out, so the 10th one would have been maisa behemah. I only counted till 7, then I had to stop because it's no longer roi to lead up to 10. Okay. So the first 7 I put. So that's what the Nesivis Tain is over here. The 5 behemoths had 1,005 animals, and they were all tevel atovel and mitzvahs hafrashas mais behemah. The 5 animals went out. That was a minyan haroi. It was the 5 that went out have another 1,000 left inside. For sure, it's going to lead up to a count of 10. Then the next one's going to be a count of 10. Each one's going to be 10 many, many times over. So then, one of the 5 that went out jumps back in. Kofetzechem and amnuim. So this one that went out is no longer tevel hatovel and mitzvahs hafrashas. I did all I have to do. It's already, I did my minyan haroyan. I did my mitzvah on that. I did all I could do. So when it jumps back in, you're going to tell me it should be batel beroiv to say what? It should become tevel again. No, the roiv doesn't put dinim on the miyut, the roif cancels whatever dinim the miyut has. The roif is mevatel the miyut. It cancels the status of the miyut, but it doesn't force on it a new shem chiyuv. If the five animals that went out are with nifta mitam minyan roif, no longer tevel atov the mitzvah safrosha. So if one of them jumps back in, that's how the nesivus answers in the sefer nachlas yankiv. That's how he answers Tosis kasha. Tosis obviously thinks here. Not like the Tosis in Zvachim Daf Ayin Ches. Tosis here in Bava Metzia, Davava Mebeis, things like Rashi, that when you have Bittel Beroiv, even Yovish Biyovish, when you have a Bittel Beroiv, so the Roiv gives its status on the Miyot. Not just the Roiv cancels the status of the Miyot, the Roiv can impose its status on the Miyot, and it can make the Miyot into Tevel again. It can say, that's Tosis Kasha. Why don't you say, Kofetzech Men Amnuyim, the one that jumped back into the thousand should become Tevel again, and you should. It should be called Asiri Vadai. Why do you call it Asiri Sofik? Based on Bittu Barov, you should call it Asiri Vadai. So that's the Nesivis suggests this as a Teret. Then in the Nachlas Yankim, the Nesivis refers you to a Taz in Yoridei and Hilchas Chala, where the Taz has a Machlekes, exactly on this Nekuda. But this Machlekes, this is an old Machlekes. This is a Machlekes Rashi and Taisus and Zvachim. And Daf Ayin Chesam and Aleph, by this Gemara, Hapikol Vanoisev Atom, Sheblolon Zebezev Acholon. So Rashi says like that, if you're chewing a kazayas of pickle in your mouth, and then you start chewing a little bit of noiser, and it's all chewed in together, and now you can't discern one part from the other part. So Rashi says the noiser now loses the status of noiser, takes on the status of pickle, and you'll be like if you swallow a kazayas, even though the kazayas is 2/3 pickle and 1/3 not pickle. The 1/3 that wasn't pickle takes on the properties of the roiv, and you like it. And Tosis said there is no such thing. It can't be. Famous machlokes, and that's the run in the end of Avodah Zarah, has a long arichas on the side of the rif on the sugya of chayzev inir. If you poured kosher wine into trefa wine, and the miyut is the kosher wine, does the kosher wine take on the properties of the trefa wine, and you get malchus for eating the kosher wine? Or do you say no? Rav only cancels the properties of the miyut. It doesn't impose its own properties onto that. So again, so the Gemara quotes there in Zvachim, the Gemara quotes Reish Lakish's halacha that ha pigol v'hanoisa v'hatomi shiblolon ze bezev v'acholon. What did I do with the Gemara Zvachim? Oh, here it is. So the Gemara says, Reish Lakish says that you're not like it. Because Yisurim Mevatlam Zezeh. So that's an Ayin Ches Amid Aleph. So the Gemara has a comment on Ayin Tes Amid Aleph. Reish Lakish is speaking Ayin Ches Amid Aleph. Comes on Ayin Tes Amid Aleph. So the Gemara says, Upliga de Rebbe Lozer. Reish Lakish was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. Rebbe Lozer was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. The Talmud Yerushalmi is from Rabbi Yechanan's Talmidim. So the Gemara quotes Upliga de Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Reish Lakish, who says Yisur Mevatim Zeh is in disagreement with Rabbi Lozer. The Omer Rabbi Lozer, Kishem Shem Mitzvus Mevat Lezuzu, Kachan Yisur Mevat Lezuzu. Man Shem Slay Dama and Mitzvus Mevat Lezuzu. Hillel. The Gemara quotes the Machlokes Hillel and the Chachamim. Hillel was the chief rabbi. Hillel and Shammai were from the Zugas. The Gemara says in the first parak in Shabbos, Hillel and Shammai. Hill was the chief rabbi, Shammai was the assistant chief rabbi, he was the abed. And they both functioned as chief rabbi and assistant chief rabbi 100 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni. So Hillel b'zman habayis, so the Gemara says during the days of the second Beis HaMikdash, there was an ongoing debate between Hillel and the Chachamim, how he's supposed to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah and mor. So Hillel was of the opinion, al matzah, doesn't say it's Beis Hillel, this is Hillel himself. So Hillel used to eat the matzah and the morah together, because it says al matzah simrom yochluhu hayikorchem evasachas veoichlam shem shenemar al matzah simrom yochlu. There are two interpretations. What did Hillel exactly did he do? So the Mordechai and the Rashbam and the Rashi all learn pshat he ate pesach matzah umaror, all three together. That's how it says in the Yerushalmi and Chala also, that Hillel's practice was al matzah simroim yochluhu, you should eat it. Eat it means eat the Korban Pesach in conjunction with the matzah and the mor. And the Rambam says no. The Rambam is against the Yerushalmi. That's what they all ask. The Rambam is against the Yerushalmi. The Rambam is the one who usually follows all the Yerushalmi's when all the other Rishonim never were aware of the Yerushalmi. Here the Rambam's against. The Rambam says Hillel only used to eat the matzah and the marah together. The Korban Pesach he eats separately, and Hillel only says he eat the matzah and the marah together. His manazeh, the Gemara says, Msachim, that the matzah is the rice and the marah is the rabbanon. If you're going to eat the matzah and the marah together, so the since the marah is only the rabbanon, osi dvar hoshus and mevatel dvar mitzvah, then you're not yotze the matzah. It's only bisman shebeis hamigdush hayikayim. The matzah and the marah both the rice. So then Hillel's opinion is a mitzvah mevatel zu azu, and the Chachamim disagree that mitzvah sam mevatel zu azu. If you eat the matzah and the marah together, so you won't be yotze either the mitzvah matzah or the mitzvah marah. In the Gemara, there are three opinions there. There's one opinion that you're only yotze if you eat matzah and the marah together, or the Pesach matzah marah together. One opinion, you have to eat each one separately. And the Rama passing is like the third version in the Gemara. It's optional. If you want to, you can eat the matzah and the marah together. If you want, you can eat the matzah separately and the marah separately. And the Rama writes in Hilchas Chametz Matzah, when he describes how you observe the Seder Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYikayim, how do we observe the Seder Bizman HaZeh? What changed? So the Rambam says, if you decide that you want to eat, it's optional. If you decide you want to eat the matzah and the marah together, then you recite one bracha in advance. Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvah Yisav Tzivanu Alachilas Matzos Umerorim. And you eat the matzah and the marah together, the sandwich, the korach. And if you decide you want to eat it separately, which is a viable option, then you recite two different brachas. You say a bracha, Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvah Yisav Alachilas Matzah. You eat a kazayis matzah, then you recite a separate bracha, shekhashem sasan alachilas marah, then you eat the kazayis of marah. That's how the Rambam writes. He writes the same thing by David Minim, shebelulav. The Rambam, there's one opinion in the Gemara that the lulav tzarech eged. If you don't tie together the lulav hadasim and arav, you're not yotze. That's Rav Yudah's opinion. We don't pass like Rav Yudah in Sukkah daf Yud. We pass like the Chachamim. That's only lechatchila, lulav tzarech eged lechatchila, because it's a hidden mitzvah to have everything all tied together, but the b'di'evit, if it's not tied together, you're also yotz. So there's a machlekes, the Rambam and Tosfos, what does that mean? We pass in la'aloch ha'lulav, ein tzarech eged, what does that mean? It doesn't have to be tied up together, but you have to pick up all four b'vasachas, that's how Tosfos says. And the Rambam says, no, not only lulav ein tzarech eged, doesn't have to be tied together, you don't even have to have in a tilachas, you can pick up zechaseh, you can pick up the esrig, put it down, pick up the lulav, put it down, pick up the arabis, pick up the hadasim, you can pick up each one separately. So the Rambam writes, if you do one netilas lulav, all four bevasachas, then the Gemara says, you say one bracha. What bracha do you say? So the Gemara says, you say al netilas lulav, because the lulav is taller than the others. What kind of an explanation is that? The lulav is taller. The rabbis of the Talmud found taller people more appealing. They're better looking because they're tall. What kind of a reason is that? We're not sure exactly. The lulav is supposed to represent Tzadikah Tom Yifrach, supposed to represent the Rebbe Shalom. Maybe that's what the Gemara means. It's a little unclear. But if the Rambam says, if you're going to pick up Zeh HaZeh, and he holds that you're Yotze, so he says, when you pick up the lulav, you say Baruch Hanu Tilas Lulav. You pick up the Esrog, you say Baruch Hanu Tilas Esrog. Pick up the Hadassim, you say Baruch Hanu Tilas Hadassim. You say four brachas there. Even though it's only one mitzvah, the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvah, how do you determine whether any given mitzvah is one mitzvah or two mitzvahs? So he says, Tfilin shal yad, tfilin shal rosh, the Mishnah says in Menachas, anat me'achim zeh zeh. If you have the shal yad without a shal rosh, you put that on. You have a shal rosh without a shal yad, you put that on. So the Rambam says, the fact that anat me'achim zeh zeh, that's an indication that they're two distinct mitzvahs. But he said, dal minu shebelulav, am me'achim zeh zeh. So that's one mitzvah. So despite the fact that it's one mitzvah, the Rambam tells you can do four brachas. You can do four brachas on one mitzvah. If you pick it up, because brachas are required every time you do a maisa mitzvah. So if you do one big netilas lulav, all the dalaminim together, you're doing one maisa mitzvah of netilas dalaminim. So one bracha is required. If you're going to pick up b'zachazeh, so the Rambam says you're performing four different maisa mitzvah. You're only doing one mitzvah, but four different maisa mitzvah. Matzah and morar.
Does the Rambam explain kriyashma that they're not ma'akev, but they're still one mitzvah?
What's not miyake?
Kriya Shema by Boker by Erev.
They're not miyake zeh zeh. It's a repeat. Let's say you say Kriya Shema Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You don't count it as different mitzvahs. It's the same mitzvah repeated over and over and over again. So he says Kriya Shema Shachar, Kriya Shema Arbis is a repeat of the same mitzvah. Today's Kriya Shema is not miyake. Tomorrow's Kriya Shema. Yesterday's not miyake. Today's. It's a repeat of the same mitzvah. So the Ramban holds that we should count Kriya Shema Shel Shachar, Kriya Shema Shel Arvus as two different mitzvahs. He argues because Zmano Shel Zaylo, because Zmano Shel Zay thinks that it's not a repeat of the same mitzvah. Rama thinks it is. It's a repeat of the same mitzvah. It's only counting. Tomid, he bring Korban Musaf every Shabbos. They say Parshas Bereshis and Parshas Noach and Parshas Lech Lecha. Every Shabbos should be another mitzvah. The Rama says no. You bring Musaf on every Shabbos. There's one mitzvah. It's a repeat. So the Rama holds that Kriya Shema Shacharis and Arvis is a repeat of the same mitzvah. Now, Rabban holds not a repeat. It's two different mitzvahs. Tzitzis and Tcheles is a kasha. Rab Daniel HaBavli corresponded with the Rambam's son. Rab Daniel HaBavli was a dayan in Baghdad. So he used to, after Rambam passed away already, he used to correspond with Rabbein Avram ben Rambam. And he had a lot of kashas, mainly on the Sefer Mitzvahs. Every so often it's a kasha on the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah, but most of the time it's in the Sefer Mitzvahs. The whole correspondence back and forth is printed in the Sefer that's called Maisa Nisim. Rav Soloveitchik said he, when he used to quote from that Sefer, he said he never saw any Nisim in the floors. He says it's all learning. He talks and learns. He didn't understand why it's called Maisa Nisim. He never read the Sharblad. On the first page of the book, it says it was printed in Paris from a manuscript. And it's paid for by Mr. Nisim. And that's why they're calling it Maisa Nisim. This book was paid for by Mr. Nisim. But it says in all the editions of the Maisa Nisim. So that's one of the kashas that Rav Daniel HaBavli asked. The Dayan from Baghdad is Rabbein Avram ben Arambam. How come the Rambam postulates the cloud whenever they're not miakvim zezeh, then it's an indication that they're two distinct mitzvahs. So the Rambam counts Tcheles and Lavan as one mitzvah, but the Rambam says that they're not miakvim zezeh, so it should not be a dead giveaway that they're two distinct mitzvahs. So Rabbein Avram ben Rambam says, no. Sometimes, let's say, you do chalitza. When you do chalitza, so the chatchil is supposed to have three different parts. It's supposed to have chalitza's hasandal, it's supposed to have rikika, she should spit on the floor in front of the Yavam, and then you should have Kriyas HaPsukim. The Yavam recites Psukim, and the Yavamah recites Psukim. So we paskin that the Kriyas HaPsukim is not Miyakev. There are different opinions in the Tanoim. One opinion that all three are Miyakev. One opinion is that only the Maisim are Miyakev, Koche Yeyose. Koche means Ikuva. Yeyose means the Maisim. So the Rikika is Miyakev, and the Chalitza is Miyakev. The Kriyas HaPsukim is not Miyakev, because Koche Ikuva is only on Yeyose, on the Maisim. And we paskan that even the rikik is not miakev. The only thing that's miakev is the hasaras, the chalitzas hasandal. So if you say it's not miakev, so why not count it as three distinct mitzvahs? No, it's a mitzvah bishlei musa. The mitzvah bishlei musa of chalitzah is done with three parts: the chalitzas hasandal, the rikik, and the kriyas apsukim. And if you did the chalitzah without the other two, so you're mekayem a mitzvah shalom bishlei musa. Same thing of bringing a carbon chatas to the Beis HaMikdash. So the chatchila, the mitzvah b'shlei musa, is to do four zrikas on all the four corners of the mizbech. And b'di'evit, there's machlekes b'shamay b'shilo, in Mishnayis and Zvachim Perik b'shamay. We paskan only one maton is li'ikuva. So that's a mitzvah shalom b'shlei musa. When you say shal yadnu shal rosh anat miyakim zeh, it's not that it's one mitzvah and you do the mitzvah b'shlei musa shalom b'shlei musa. No, the mitzvah shal yad has been fulfilled b'shlei musa without a shal rosh. Mitzvah Shal Rosh has been fulfilled Bishlei Musa with Shal Yad. But each one is a separate mitzvah. But when you have Tcheles and Lavan, if you have one without the other, you are fulfilling the mitzvah Shalom Bishlei Musa. It's not Makam Zayaz. That means that the mitzvah will be fulfilled Shalom Bishlei Musa. How did the Rambam know when? How do you know when the fact that they're not Makam Zayaz is taken as an indication that the two mitzvahs? And sometimes it's one mitzvah, but you become the mitzvah Shalom Bishlei Musa. So that you have to have a feel. That you have to have a feel for that. So the Rambam thinks that sometimes it's an indication that the mitzvah is being fulfilled, shalom b'shlei musa, like Tcheles and Lavan, and sometimes not makom zeh zeh, an indication that the two distinct mitzvahs.
It's not called tikra. It's not called this or called
tikra. That could be that that's bal tigra, right? That could be. The Beis HaLevi has a whole discussion of that. Beis HaLevi quotes a Rashbo about the Rashbo in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Chedusha Rashbo, that when are you in violation of Bal Tigra? If you need Dalit Parshios in the Tefillin, you only have three. So you're not yet in the Tefillin. What kind of Bal Tigra? You need four Tzitzios in the four corners of the Talis. You only put three. So why is it Bal Tigra? You're not yet in the Mitzvot Tzitzis. So the Rashba comes up with this definition. He thinks that Bal Tigra is only if you did a Mitzvah which should have been fulfilled b'shlei musa by doing such a form, and you did something that's, let's say you were zurek. The Gemara gives an example about tigra. You were zurek a korban chatos, only one matana. Instead of being zurek four, you did one. B'di'evet, if you did one, you yotze. So if you do l'chatchila, it's only good b'di'evet, you did a mitzvah b'shlei musa. So the Rashba said that's bal tigra, because b'di'evet you are yotze the mitzvah. But if you'll only have three parshias in the tefillin, or three tzitzios on the beged, you're missing the fourth one. So Maksim says that. So then you're just not yotzei the mitzvah. So he thinks that's not baltigra. Baltigra, the definition of baltigra means you perform a mitzvah there, you mekayim a mitzvah deraisa bigi ro'on. You megareya lechatchila. You did a mitzvah and lechatchila in a fashion that you only yotzei b'riyev. So that's the Beis Halevi brings out this from the Rashba. The Rashba says that in Rosh Hashanah. Right? That's the definition. That's the shayla. Let's say if they have tchelis available today and a person can afford it. If can't afford, can't afford. But if they have tchelis available and a person doesn't put on the tchelis, then maybe it's better that he shouldn't wear tzitzis at all. If he wears tzitzis and he doesn't bother to put on tchelis, then he's maybe in violation of Baltigra. That's what it sounds like. And if he doesn't wear the tzitzis, doesn't wear an arbor confess at all, so he's not mechuyev in tzitzis, so goodbye. He's off the hook. But if you wear the tzitzis to love him and the tchelis is available, you don't bother to get it. If you lived for so many years and tchelis was not available, so either you say that there is no Baltigra because you had no option of doing that, or you say, I want to fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis. I have no way to fulfill the mitzvah b'shlei musa. So the Beis Halevi has such a svaro, so you can say, But if the tchelis is available, so the lechore, it's an avera, should be an avera of Baltigra, to wear the lovin without the tchelis. It would be better ready not to wear tzitzis at all, not to wear a four-corner garment, not to wear the tzitzis. So again, so there is a machlokes hillel and the chachamim, and the Gemara Pesachim, there are three versions of what the din is. One sheet is, if you eat matzah and mar together, mitzvahs mevat lezuzah, you're not yotze anything. The other sheet is, you have to eat them together, if you don't eat together, you're not yotze. And the third sheet is the way the Rambam paskins, the Rambam's version, the Gemara has all the three versions, the shad is which one is the accepted opinion. So the Rambam paskins, it's optional. If you want, you can eat. The Rambam holds it is not Pesach Matzah Umarer. The Rambam's gears is Matzah Umarer. Yerushalmi and Challah is Beferish. It's all three together, like the Rashbam and like the Tosfos and like the Rosh and like the Mordechai. They all follow the Yerushalmi. It's all three together. So first of all, the Rambam holds that it's only two together, Matzah Umarer. Pesach is always eaten separately. And then the Rambam paskens that it's optional. If you want, you can eat the two together, the Matzah and Morah. If you want, you can eat them separately. Then the Rambam says it'll be a difference. If you eat the Matzah and Morah together, you only say one bracha. If you eat them separately, then you say two distinct brachas. Okay. Because the brachas depend, how many brichas ha-mitzvah you recite, depends on how many maisa ha-mitzvah you perform, doesn't depend on how many mitzvahs you're fulfilling. You're clearly fulfilling two distinct mitzvahs, and you have Matzah and Morah. Matzah is one mitzvah. Mor is not part of the mitzvah matzah. According to most Rishonim, Mor is an independent mitzvah. According to the Rambam, Mor is a part of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. It doesn't exist as an independent mitzvah, it's part of a different mitzvah. So the Rambam holds that sometimes you say one bracha, sometimes you say two brachas, depending whether you did one maisa mitzvah or two maisa mitzvah. So what's the topic over there, that the machlek is hillel and achachamim, when the mitzvah is mevat lezu azu? What's the shayla? It's a topic of bittul. It's a topic of bittul, like we're learning Hilchas Taruvis now for the last month. It's not a topic of bittul. The matzah tastes like matzah. It's hamotzi. And the maror is a vegetable. They're two different things. If you take it out of your mouth, you'll be able to separate. It's not a taruvis. It's clear which is which. This is green stuff, the green romaine lettuce. That's the maror. And the other stuff is the matzah. So what does it have to do with bittul? So it's not a topic of bittul. It's not a topic of bittul b'taruvis. It's a different vart. The vart al pi pashtus is the Rishna the Maram Chalvet explains it over there at the end of Psochim. And that daf kuf tezvav in Psochim, when the Gemara has this machlokes, the three different versions, where the mitzvah is mevat lezozu, so the pashtus is like this. Eating food is a practice that we share in common with the animals. The animals also have to eat food in order to live. Human beings eat food. So some people eat food, they're not mekayim any mitzvah. Other people are eating food. A kohen is eating truma. Someone is eating a korban shlamim. The kohen is eating a korban chatos. You eat matzah, you eat maror. Sometimes achila is a mitzvah. Sometimes achila. We share in common with the behemoths. We're eating food. So the Gemara has a machlokes in svara. So the Gemara starts off like this. I'm going to eat matzah together with an orange. The orange is a dvar hashus. So the Gemara says, the orange, the eating of the orange or the banana, whatever I'm eating together with the matzah, pulls down the level of the achilas matzah to the level of hashus. That's called dvar hashus mevatel dvar mitzah. The only time Alei balach eating food, which we share in common with the Nochrim, with the Behemoths, well, not being mekayim any mitzvah when they eat. Eating food only constitutes a mitzvah if you eat it bifnei atzmai. If you eat food shel mitzvah together with food shel rishus, osi dvar rishus and mevatel dvar mitzvah. It's not mevatel bitl beroiv. It has nothing to do with bitl beroiv taruvus acharam latis. It's not called a ma'isa mitzvah. It's called a ma'isa harishus. So the Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim where the mitzvah is mevatel zuzu. All the mitzvahs are in competition with each other, and each mitzvah doesn't recognize the other mitzvah. So from the perspective, from the viewpoint of the matzah, the morah is like eating a banana. And from the perspective of the morah, the matzah is like eating a banana. Ein od melvada. Each mitzvah holds on the only mitzvah in the whole wide world. The other mitzvahs are labeled as a dvarishus. And he's saying, no, all the mitzvahs recognize each other as mitzvahs. So if you're going to eat a matzah with the morah together, do you say mitzvahs mevatel zuazu from the perspective of the morah, the matzah is dvarishus, because it's not a mitzvah morah. From the perspective of the matzah, the morah is dvarishus. It's a different mitzvah, but it's not my mitzvah. My mitzvah is matzah. Or do you say, no, all the mitzvahs recognize each other as mitzvahs. They're all mitzvahs at Torah. So it doesn't lower it when you eat matzah with banana. It's not called achilas mitzvah. But if you eat matzah with morah is the whole, also a mitzvah. So why does it pull it down to the level of a dvarishus? That's a machlokes hatanaim in svar. Based on psukim, a matzah ram yachlu. And the machlokes, how do you read the psukim? Yachlu means together, a dafka separately. It's based on a machlokes in svar. Do you say the mitzvahs recognize each other? All the 248 mitzvahs says they recognize each other as mitzvahs. Or do you say no, each mitzvah has its own perspective. From the perspective of each mitzvah, the other mitzvah doesn't exist. So Rabbi Lazar makes a tushtel. Rabbi Lazar disagrees with Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish was quoted on Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. Apikol v'anois v'atom shepulolon zev zev acholon patur. Because each isurim mevatlim zev zev, that's how the Gemara words it. Reish Lakish holds isurim mevatlim, shmamin isurim mevatlim zev zev. Comes Rabbi Lazar and he says, no, kishem shem mitzvahs mevatlim zev zev, kach nisurim mevatlim zev zev. What is he saying? It's not an equation. They're two different topics. Mitzvahs mevatel zuzu is a question, is it considered like eating a dvar shus with eating a dvar mitzvah? Here on the previous daf, Reish Lakish is talking about real bittel. Reish Lakish is talking about bittel like in Yeridei, like in Hilchas Taruvus over here. So Rabbi Loza holds this, if Issa falls into Heter, so Heter is mevatel Issa. There's a clash over here. If an iser, you have pigol noisa tome, and they all get mixed in together. But atzad shavish shabem, their common denominator is that they're all treif. Everything is treif. There's one opinion in the Tanoim. We went through all the different opinions. How much chazed do you have to eat in order to get malchus? So there's a machlekes hatanoim. So Reb Shimon holds kol shuhu l'malchus. L'amakaz I say l'inyan chatas belvad. You only chayiv chatas, but if you eat chelav adam, you have to bring a chatas, that's only if you ate a kazayas. If you ate less than a kazayas, you're not chayv chatas. But if you ate the chelev adam, or the nevela, the chazer, the mezid, it's Reb Shimon and the Mishnah in the end of Makkas. Reb Shimon holds an elohein aloikin. So the Mishnah says, if you eat non-kosher food, you get malchus. So we paskin, ein achila b'chusim mikazayas. You only get malchus if you eat a kazayas of treifas. So Reb Shimon is of the opinion, kol shuhu la malchus. If you eat less than a kazayas, you also get malchus. If you ate a b'mezid, l'ram a kazayas, l'linyan korb melvat. So we don't accept Reb Shimon's opinion. We paskin, you have to eat a kazayis to get malchus. Is it necessary to eat a kazayis of chazer? What if I have a kazayis of basa b'cholov? And what if I have a chatzi zayis of basa b'cholov? And a chatzi zayis of pigel? Are isurim mitzvah from zem zeh? So that's a machloek to satanoim. So Reb Meir's opinion is isurim mitzvah from zem zeh. Bottom line, you ate a kazayis of treifas. There's a pasuk, lo secho kol ta'eva. So the Gemara says, Reb Meir understand, we had L'Sechel Kol Ta'eva when we started Hilchas Basa B'Cholov, so the first day. So we were discussing L'Sechel Kol Ta'eva. So the Gemara has a comment, Kol Sheti Afti L'Cho Arebe V'Altechel. This is a general prohibition. You're not allowed to eat non-kosher food. So Reb Meir says, if you eat a Chatzi Zayis of Nevela and a Chatzi Zayis of Oif Tomei, it's all mitzvah from Yachad, a Chatzi Zayis of anything treif, with another chazayis of anything else. It's all included in the pasuk. So we paskin not so. We paskin any surim mitzvah from zem zeh. You have to eat a kazayis of pigel, or a kazayis of anois, or a kazayis of tummy. You have a half a kazayis of A, half a kazayis of B. It's not mitzvah from. You have to have a shem prati. This lav, l'sechel kol teheb, kol shiti after l'chareb, about techel, that's a general iser. You're not loike on that. You're only loike if you ate if you ate something, if you have an isa that has a shem prati to it. So that's the shaila that Rabbi Lozer is ma'ora here. He says, if you hold like Hillel, that mitzvahs are not mevat lezuzu, every mitzvah recognizes the other mitzvah, and it's not called osi dvar hoshus and mevat dvar mitzvah, when I eat a banana with the matzah, the eating of the banana pulls down the level of the eating matzah, and it's called achilus rishus, like behemoth eat, like the nachrami. The whole thing is pulled down, it's not called the mitzvah anymore. So Hillel says, though, if you eat matzah with maror, all the mitzvahs recognize each other. I have no dvar hoshus. According to Hillel, I should say that isurim are not mevatlim zeh either. This is also, this is also, this is also. Everything is also. So how can you say that the pigel loses its identity when it gets mixed in with the noiser and the tummy? It loses identity as pigel, but it should still be also. Atzara shavish behem they're all also. How does it all of a sudden become mutter? So that's what itayin is. The Rish Lakish is psak. It becomes mutter, everything is bottle. It's only nitan lahayomer if you hold that mitzvah is amavat l'zu'azu. From the perspective of one mitzvah, the other mitzvah is called dvar hashus. So from the perspective of one iser, the other iser is also called a dvar hashus, not called an iser. So it's called an iser that fell into heter. But the way we paskin, if you hold like Hillel, we do follow Hillel shita. If you hold like Hillel, that mitzvah is amavat l'zu'azu, in that area, not Bitl and Tarubis, so then you shouldn't say, in Bitl of Tarubis, you shouldn't say that Isurim should be Mevat Mezuzu. It's a Hashvoa in the Gemara. It's not an equation, it's a Tzushtel. It's a similarity, but it's not identical. They're talking about two different topics of Bitulim. The Bitl by the Pigal Nasatam is a Bitl of Tarubis, Bitl Beroiv. Mitzvah is Mevat Mezuzu is a different word. Osi Dvar Shu is a Mevat Dvar Mitzvah, it's a different word. Whether the mitzvahs recognize each other or not. So here the Shulchan Aruch paskins Isurim Amevatlim Zuazu. So on the side you have the Dogam Levava is very upset, and you have on the bottom the Yad Avraham on the second column. The last paragraph in the Yad Avraham is him in Tzadik Ches. He has a lot to say before. The last paragraph he has the same taina as the Dogam Levava. Dogam Levava is the Nedi Behuda. So they're both taina. Why did the Mechaber quote Lahaloche this Tshuvas HaRosh based on Rish Lakish and the Gemara Zvachim Dafayin Chesem and Aleph? But you look in the Rambam paskins otherwise. The Rambam paskins that Isurim are not Mevatlim Zuazu. The Ferish, Isurim are not Mevatlim Zuazu. So that's their Taina. They try to work on this kasha. Maybe there's a way to be miyasha min, mina min, mishena mina, but basically that's the taina. Why should he paskin like the Tshuvas HaRosh? Why did he forget the Rambam? The Rambam paskins that any surim is tar from zemze. Here the Shach has a taina over here. What's the dogma that the Shulchan Aruch gives? A fella, you have to be mevatel b'shishin. See, as an example, I have a pot has 30, the volume of 30 units of vegetable soup, and 1 unit of chaze fell in. Then another pot has, so it's not bottle yet. It's only 30 in each shishin. Then I have another pot of vegetable soup, and 1 unit of nevela falls in. Chazer is chazer, nevela is nevela. Two different isurim, a different. And then it didn't have shishim; it only had shloshim. And then the two pots get mixed up together, and now I have shishim against the chazer, and I have shishim against the nevela. So that's the halacha that isurim mevatlim zeh. That's an example of the mechaber's case. The Ramah is endorsing it. The Ramah agrees with the mechaber. Also, he's masking with the mechaber. Isurim mevatlim zeh. The din is like Rish Lakish and Zochim Dafayin Ches, and he gives you this example. So the Shach argues, and Shach and Lama Dalet asked the Kasha, how is that possible? Bishleim and the Mechaber holds that you only say Hanan bebasa becholov, so you don't say Hanan mishari surim. So he gives an example. Chaza falls into 30 units. It's not bottle b'shishim, but the 30 units are still remain mutter. And then the Vela falls into 30 units. It's not bottle b'shishim, but then when the two get mixed up together, now I have shishim against the chazer, and I have shishim against the nevela, because isurim mevatlim zeh zeh. But he says the Ramah paskins chetichah nas nevela b'shar isurim. So when the chazal falls into shloshim, you need shishim keneged the whole thing. So then when it gets mixed, and the nevela fell into the other part, you only had shloshim. So this is chanan and this is chanan. So now you need shishim keneged the whole taruvis. So what's the Ramah talking about? The whole case is only possible according to the mechaber, but according to the Ramah, it's impossible. So the Biragro and Lamites touches it up. He says the Ramah was careful. He only said by flation, by hetera, because we had a few times already in Shulchan Aruch. The only time you say chaticha nas noel b'shari surim is isura. If you have milk falls into shloshim and you don't have shishim against it, you don't say chanan, because it's hetera. You only say chanan if it's an isa that fell in. We had a taisa said like that. The mechaber quoted it already a few times. So the Biur HaGros says that the Ramah is careful. Lamita says the Ramah is careful. V'shitosoi, he holds chaticha nasmeil b'sharisim. So he can't give you an example of an isa falling in. Shach took it though. It sounds like the Ramah is masking with everything that the mechaber said. Ramah isn't masik on the mechaber. He should have written what the mechaber wrote is wrong. And the only place where it's possible to discuss this din is my case. The Ramah wasn't masik on the mechaber. So that's the Shach's kasha. So he said, maybe the Ramah is talking about a case. We don't apply Chanan Bishari Surim. If it's Lach Balach and a Hefsid Merubah, or it's Loi Noida Taruvah, so he stands on his head. He tries to give Eitzes, Echitimtzes, where then Rabbi Kevege quotes from a relative of his. He quotes an Eluish's suggestion of how is it possible that you have an Issa fell into Shloshim, 30 units, and you don't say Chanan Bishari Surim. How is it possible to have? So he has an Eluish's suggestion. He says is what his relative said is correct. He says, Ramosha Brady says what his relative said is correct, but it doesn't fit into the Shulchan Aruch. He said it's true, and Allah, what he said is true, but it just doesn't fit in. So that's the Shach's issue over here. It's a side topic. The Shach's issue is a side topic. But the main issue here is the Taina that the Dogam Lavava and the Yad Avram have, that how did the Mechaber decide to follow the Tshuvas HaRosh, which is based on Rish Lakish, and Ayin Chesem and Aleph? What happened to the Rambam? Why does he ignore the Rambam? But the Rambam holds that any Surah Mevatam says that. Okay. Sunday B'lei Neder. We'll start from the Tzadik Tes. Oh, Sunday is officially no school. Is that correct? On the first? Yeah?
Yes.
In Chanukah they have one.